Good morning. How are you feeling? Did you sleep well? See, if I recall correctly, you slept like a baby. I'm sorry I didn't stick around to say good morning. I was running late, but I did want to check in. The things you let me do to you last night. I don't know. Guess I was worried you had alcohol poisoning or something. Let me know when you wake up, alright? I want to make sure you're okay. I'm feeling great, by the way. Didn't sleep as well as you did, obviously. It was nice of you to let me stay the night. Nice of you to insist that I sleep in your bed while you took the couch. No, I was gonna refuse, but you passed out before I could argue. Oh, sweet. Thank you. I did wrap a blanket around you. I wonder what that's like to wake up cozy and swaddled up on your couch. With no clothes on underneath. How did that feel? Waking up warm and then realizing your state of undress. Realizing you have no memory of how you got that way. Oh. And have you found your other present yet? I really didn't think I was gonna go as far as I did last night, but I couldn't help myself. I started off in your bed, smelling you on the sheets, on your pillow. Started pushing myself into your mattress, grinding against your bed, and I thought that might satisfy me, you know, coming there, picturing you sleeping in my cum after I'd left. I rubbed my cock all over your blanket, sweetie, and I pressed myself against your pillows, against your bed frame, and then I heard you whimpering in the other room. Looking back, how did I not think of it before? Why bother making such a mess out of your bed when you're peacefully snoozing out in the other room? Or not so peacefully, no, not peacefully at all. Poor thing, you started tossing and turning, some sort of a nightmare. poor girl. I shook your arm then. I gave you a chance. I tried to wake you up, but you didn't, so I stroked your arm and tried to soothe you and ran my fingers up to your shoulders and wrap my hand around your neck, gently squeezing. You didn't like that. No, not at all. Whatever nightmare you're having, you started squirming, grunting, and swallowing against my grip. But I was touching myself by then. Stroking my cock while I choked you in your sleep. You almost woke up at that point, and I realized I could do whatever I wanted to you. You were mine. All mine. And I rested my cock against your face, dragged its head along your cheek, and I pressed myself against your mouth. Your sweet little groans vibrated against me. Give my condolences to whatever beast was chasing you. It was so, so very, very easy to get rid of your shirt, your bra. You didn't even notice me climbing on top of you, straddling your chest and leaning against you. You didn't feel my breath on your skin, my cock on your tummy, my weight on top of you. It was so easy to bring down your jeans, your panties, leaving you completely naked. Exposed, defenseless. I turned on the lights and I wanted a good look at you. I'm going to be honest with you now. I did take some pictures. Of course I did. Who would want to waste an opportunity like that? But don't worry, I won't be posting any of them anywhere. Or if I do, I'll only put up the nice ones. You know, the ones where I positioned your hands in front of your cunt, hiding yourself from me, or the one where you appeared to have dipped your fingers inside yourself, and then there was this one where you tasted your pleasure. You look beautiful in those. It'd almost be a shame not to share them. The other pictures, though, I'll leave the particular lewd ones for myself. The close-ups of my cock in your mouth, stuffed on your throat, where your face is covered in your own spit. In mine are the ones where I zoomed in on your cunt as I shoved my fingers inside you. Those are shameful, very shameful. The video of you moaning as I fingered you. Not sure what that will end up. I'm glad you could chase those scary monsters away, though. You're so pliable. You really shouldn't drink that much, and you're lucky I didn't do more. Before I fucked you, I used your own finger to fuck your ass. Gently, though. Clearly you didn't have a whole lot of experience in that front or back. That made a pretty picture, too. Your ass plucked up with your own finger, twisted behind you like that. It can't have been comfortable, but you let me do it. You couldn't stop me. And you're such a sweet, sweet fuck. So soft. So good. You made such nice sounds, such gentle moans. There was that one moment where you seemed to come to, just a few seconds. You opened your eyes, saw me on top of you, felt me inside of you. That must have been strange, feeling so good and waking up for such a nightmare. He struggled a bit, pushed up against me, and I loved your little squeal. That look on your face as you accidentally pulled out your own finger. You couldn't put up much of a fight, young lady. You're so out of it. Do you even remember me pinning your arms back then? The sweet words I whispered into you as I fucked you slowly, as I coaxed you back to sleep while I pounded away. I couldn't take much more after that, after watching you succumb to me while I was still inside you. I came hard right into your cunt, and then I fingered you. Fingered you, sweetie, until you came. Until through the haze your body contracted on my hand, I fingered you with my own cum until you shuddered underneath me. And then I wrapped you up in your blanket and kissed you goodnight. Did you find my cum yet? Can you feel it now? Sticky between your thighs, clinging to your couch,